Well, good morning, all. I trust everybody had a pleasant sleep on your NECAM sleep systems, whatever that may have looked like. And you started the day with some fantastic PyMag or Pydrogen water. I have officially been banned from drinking Pydrogen water by everybody in my household, and for reasons that we won't go into. And I hear a giggle in the background because I don't want to butcher your name. Can you introduce yourself properly? Because there's a language translation that I haven't mastered yet.
Hi. My name is Mikhail. So you can either say Mikhaele, Mikhaele, or Mikhaela. And all three are fine.
And how about a last name?
My last name is Mikhail Goudet.
Goudet. Okay.
Goudet, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was...
You're doing well.
Well, thank you. My French is not as good as my Russian or my Spanish. Definitely, I think my French is actually better than my Swedish. The two times I was there for Nikenning, I got labeled as the Garland American. And they kept calling me that. Yeah, and I said, what does that mean? You guys keep calling me that and snickering. You keep laughing at me. And they said, oh, the word Garland means crazy. And I said, why did I get labeled the crazy American? They said, because you're crazy to think that you can learn our language in a few days that you're here. And you keep trying.
Well, one thing for sure for someone that speaks English to be able to learn French is quite the challenge, because in French we have way more words, and it takes more words to put up a phrase. And so it can be tricky, but it's doable.
It's very doable because, as I've learned in Nikan, that it takes more words in certain languages. French is, and we're not going to go into a linguistics training this morning, by the way. Don't panic, people. We will get to the topic. But French is a romantic language, correct?
It is, yes. And then French from Quebec in Canada and French from France in Europe is different as well. So... Tricky.
Okay. Tricky. Yeah, very tricky, but way more fun because English is not a romantic language at all.
It could be if you think of Shakespeare.
Well, sure, but that's old English and new English. So, Mikhail, you've done a fantastic job introducing yourself, where you're from. Tell us about who you are prior to NECAM. Let's start there.
Oh, I'm a massage therapist, but I'm not active in my practice. It's been 5 years since 2016. At that point, I had to come back to myself and take care of Mikhail, because I've been giving to my clients, my customers, my clientele, and I had to come back to myself. So I stopped. And when I'm not a massage therapist, I used to be doing an administrative work. So, but my career is really a massage therapist. My mission, as I like to say, is to be able to try to get back people, human beings, to themselves in a global way to their health. And NECAM has really has got me back to that, which is the joy in my heart, really, for that. So, yeah.
Well, we learned from Catherine Hall last Saturday and she briefly touched on this, that the Canadian healthcare system is different than here in the United States. I would say both are broken. Neither one is perfect. And what you just said is to your mission, being a massage therapist, is to get people back to basically back to nature, because, you know, if nature is the doctor, then patients or if nature is the medicine and doctor is the patient or whatever, I'm butchering this Chinese proverb that I learned a few weeks ago, but I think you get the point because you're laughing at me, which is great.
Yeah, I do.
When you as a massage therapist have to say, hey, 5 years ago, or 6 years ago, I got to stop because I'm out of balance or whatever. And then Nikin comes along just what, 6 months ago or 5 months ago?
Well, yeah, September 1st, 2021.
Okay. So very, very new. And I just like Fernan, he joined on my middle daughter's birthday. You joined 3 days before my birthday. So it's like, whoa, okay.
And wow, I have chills. How cool.
How cool is that?
But really?
What did you see? Why? I mean, again, as a massage therapist, as one who is striving to get people back to nature, what did you see that Nikin, or what did Leo do to twist your arm, or what happened?
Well, actually, I said that I got back to Nikin on September 1st, 2021, but actually, Nikin came into my life in 1999, really. One of my dear aunts that I love so much, she's living in Toronto, Ontario, and at that time, she was a Nikin consultant. So I had health issues at that time, and she decided to send me two magnets, which I still have, so they're ancient, but I've used them a lot over the years as a massage therapist. Whenever I would ache anywhere in the body, I would just wrap them up with a bandage, and then they would hold, and I would use them that way. So it was really a comeback to Nikin in that sense. And in August, I'm part of if I can say, a walking or hiking group since last spring. And it changed my life with everything that's been going on for two years. So it helped me a great deal. And I'm organizing walks myself in my town, my area. And in August, there was a walk organized. And Fernand at that time was not on social media. And so he had said to me, whenever there's a walk in my area or one that you'll be attending, just please let me know so I can go as well, because I'd love to join more often. So I said, okay. And then one day there was one that was organized by friends of mine, and which are Sylvain and Joanne, who just got platinum. And afterwards they had announced that they would do a presentation, a Nikin presentation, for anybody that wanted to hear about drinking better water. So I wrote, I think it was 10 p.m. at night, I wrote to Fernand, tomorrow there's a walk, would you like to come? And we've been shopping for water solutions, filtered water solutions, so there'll be a presentation if you want to come. So he came, and then at that point, I was ready for anything, but he was so in love with the products, he decided to, I think he purchased the water pack right away, but he had said to Joanne and Sylvain, I don't want to hear anything else about the company, being a consultant, I just want to use the products. So they respected that, and I think it was a few days, maybe a week after, I'm not sure. And he called him back, and he had thought about it, and he said, you know what, I want to join, I want to do something with this. I want to push this way, way more. So his adventure began in August, and then, of course, he was developing Nikin, so he was looking for people like me or him. And so he started sending me, through Leo's system. He's starting sending me, the emails and the information. And at one point, I was just saturated. It was a bit too much information at the same time. And I said, whoa, I'm not sure I want to do this. And so, and then he just let go. He just let go. And it got me to have to be detached a little bit and just look at all of that and choose for myself. And then we spoke on the phone, and he said, Nikin is magnetic energy. And just those two words, something happened inside of me, and I remembered that I had those two magnets from my aunt Sylviane, and then something shifted inside of me, and I said, okay, set up a meeting with Leo, let's talk, and I'll see. And things just went out and about with that, all of that afterwards. It's just the next is where I'm at right now.
Okay, so you, in your beautiful way, because I have a picture of you that will be posted on Saturday AM Live, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And you've taught me a little bit about the French language, so I'm going to teach you a little bit about what they speak in Ethiopia. I only learned one word there during my two trips, and Fernand reminded me of this in his beautiful description about water. And I didn't realize the pecking order, that it was actually Fernand that reintroduced you. So Fernand's actually a pirate. He pirated you away from your aunt because he stole you. He stole you back to Nikan. But the word that Fernand used in Ethiopian is kaka, and he said if you put kaka in, you'll get kaka out. And he used the English translation of that word, and I think everybody can figure it out, because I try to keep Saturday AM Live G-rated, because but he used a stronger word to describe it. When you look at your background as a massage therapist, and I know this because I've had a few massages in my life. I was with one of our customers the other night who was yelling at her husband to turn the Nikan air unit back on because he's got COVID, their daughter has COVID, and he says, yeah, but it's not going to red. And she said, you bozo, that's because it's blue. The air is clean, and if you keep turning it off, the air is going to get dirty. We need our home to be. She's a massage therapist, and we were laughing just hysterically.
Yeah.
Anyways, when you massage somebody, when you put their body back into order, or you go through a chiropractic experience, they always tell you, you will always tell your patients, your clients, you need to increase your water. Why is Nikan water so important?
That's the end of your question.
That's it's not a trick question.
I thought
you
it was a longer question.
Yeah, no. You think, well, why? Yeah, no. Answer that question.
Why is Nikan water important? Well, for me, that is your question. For me.
Yes.
Why is Nikan water? Well, I would answer this. What I used to say to my customers, my clientele, is water is, our bodies are made up of 80% of water. And I don't know if you've heard about or if you know about, I'm afraid of scrapping his name there, Masaru Emoto. Yeah, I think that's it, Masaru Emoto. He passed. But he had made long researches about water, and he had been able to break down and look at the molecules of water through the microscope. And he attested, like putting in a room with nothing else but a glass of water, and then shooting like classical music in the room, and then analyzing the molecules of water afterwards, and it was like a perfect crystal, visual-wise. And then he did the same thing with another glass of water and sending, let's say, heavy metal music in the room, and then analyzing the water as well. And it was not beautiful. It was not perfect. It was all distortion. And so it's the same thing for us in the body. So the percentage of water that we have and our thoughts and all in the energy that we vibrate. And so I used to say to my clientele, when you drink lots of water, it's the same thing as the toilet in your bathroom. You're flushing down And it's true. You're actually flushing down the toxins, you know, the garbage and everything, but not only physically, because I never saw the body as only a physical body, or the human being as a physical body. The human being is made of heart with emotions and mind with the spirit and the body itself and the energy within as well. So we're actually really global. And so it flushes down. So I can, and again, myself, when emotionally I'm not feeling well, I just go into the shower, and now with the Nikin shower, it's so magical. I go into the shower, and with intention, I go and purify myself. I allow the water to help me let go of the emotions or the thoughts I have that might be distorted, or you know, the body just letting go of anything. Even if I don't know what it is, sometimes I just feel I need to go in the water, in the shower, and then just let go and purify myself. So why is water important? For all of those reasons, why is Nikin water important? Well, Nikin water adds up with the water being alkaline and then the water being magnetized and purified to the purest level that we know, that we're not used to being to using, but still, yeah. So Nikin water is important, most of all, for all of those reasons as well, on top of what it always has been.
Well, you answered my question, and I apologize for laughing in the middle when you talked about down and out, because it's such a simple thing that most, unless we've thought about it, the common sense solution, down and out, water will purify, everything goes down and out. The human body is designed down and out.
Mm-hmm.
When things start coming up and out, it's a violent mm-hmm. reaction. It's not good. It's what they say in Spanish, no bueno, no bueno. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're sick, when you're vomiting, and sorry to give TMI here, but that's never a good situation. But down and out, and the Nikin water, in my experience, everything goes down and out. You reminded me of a quick story. I always make fun of people when I go to the big box stores and I see them carrying cases of bottled water. And one time, this was years ago, I was buying cases of bottled water for our local fire department, and because that's one of my duties. And this gal said to me, wow, you drink a lot of water. And I looked right at her, and I said this, and I will repeat what I said. I looked right at her and I said, oh, I don't drink this crap. She said, you don't? Why? And we're at the checkout stand. And she said, I bathe in it. Have you seen the price of water lately out of the tap? You just open these up and I just pour them all over my head and I bathe in it. She said, are you serious? And I said, you are really gullible, aren't you? And she said, we had a great encounter. But yeah, I would never bathe in it. I would never drink it. I don't drink it. I simply buy it because sometimes you have to have it in a pinch. But, Mikhail, looking at the future, I want to switch gears because I know you're double duty right now. You are part of a French, is it a Master Day program that's taking mm-hmm. place today?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So I want to let you get to that because you've been, I didn't know about that when you said yes, or otherwise I would have picked a different day. But looking ahead at the future, again, 6 months, you're basically a brand new, other than the fact that you go all the way back to 1999, as you said, when you were first introduced to the, what was it, magnet therapy, or these two little magnets.
Yeah.
When you look at the world of wellness, and again, contrasting and comparing Canadian healthcare system to the American healthcare, any healthcare system, they're all broken. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
And,
of course, yeah.
And I would never go on record and say, excuse me, I would never go on record and say that Nikin is the one and only solution. However, man, since 1975, they sure been doing a bang up job.
They're close to the goal, though.
They're very, very close.
Or very, very close, yeah.
yeah, not the perfection of our lives, but the direction. And they're definitely helping us get in the right direction. Where do you, for you and for your clients, specifically Niken, and when it comes to water and all these other things, where do you see this going for you, for Canada? Because I know Canada right now, statistically, is leading in the world of Niken. You wonderful people up there are leading all countries as far as sales and growth and all that. Where do you see this going for you guys?
Well, I don't believe that there's enough people knowing that Niken exists yet. So I think that I'm pretty sure actually that the goal would be to spread the great news at large, more than it is today. So helping people to be able to be independent, to be able to find Niken or find solutions through Niken with their health, not only physically but emotionally, financially, the five pillars of health that we know within Niken. Helping people to get to a better level in their life, really be a better person, better human. That's a nice vision I have for myself and for the team and for any humans I can encounter on my path, really.
And would you recommend, here's a follow-up question, would you recommend, like some of us got to experience last weekend, humans being more? Would you recommend that?
Of course. I myself have been using, I think, early 20s. I'm a curious person. I've always been. And so early 20s, I through a friend, I was introduced to energy work. So I started workshops and then conferences and then books and then therapy sessions. There's nothing I haven't tried, really. I tried lots of stuff. And I know now that from an early age, it was important for me to become a better person by any means. So something funny as well, on September 1st, when I decided to join Niken, what I decided at that time was really new for myself. It was, I'm going to say yes to any new adventures that Niken is going to bring into my life, and I'm going to experiment. And from there, magic happens, and I lost the track of what I was about to say, but anyway.
Sorry.
I'm only human.
I'm laughing with you because I do the same. I have to, I write things down, and I have this, I keep writing, scribbling notes. And by the way, I just received a text from a dear friend, and she said this, and it's not meant to flatter you in any way, but she said, here, actually, I'm just going to bring it back up, and I'm going to read her text exactly. And she said, have her again. She is wonderful.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Rita.
Rita, thank you so much. Wow, that is sweet. That is
so
sweet.
That means you have to come back again, and let's make it sooner rather than later, because
anytime.
I think there's a lot more. And what we'd like to do, there, rather than Vance ask all the questions, it is Vance's call, Saturday AM Live. They're kind of one and the same. But I will just open it up and let other people ask questions of you.
Oh,
you know,
I love that.
Okay, so wonderful. It's a date then. We'll work that out later, but I want to let you get to the French Master Day, which, by the way, there's one of those coming up real quick for all of us.
Next week, there's another one as well.
Next week. So thank you for that announcement. I will cover that. But, Michaela, thank you so from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Merci.
Merci,
right?
Oh, bienvenue. That is welcome in French. Welcome is bienvenue. And I thank you so much to have reached out to me. This is, again, in my bucket list, another great experience I did this morning with you. This is joyriding, really. So It was fun. And yeah, anytime, let's do this again. I'll be happy to join the Saturday AM Live.
Fantastic. Well, as they say, it's a date and we'll work that out. But if you want to see what this beautiful voice looks like, jump on Saturday AM Live sometime later today. This conversation will be posted as well as all the rest of them, and we're updating it, and you can see all that stuff. It's all right there, and click on the tab that makes sense to you. You know, 2022 recordings, 2021 recordings, there's a name there, but you will see this beautiful woman's face right there to go with the voice. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. In Finnish, I believe it's Kiitos, if I'm remembering correctly. It's been a few years since I've been to Finland, but I know in Russian, spasiba.
Spasiba. And I'd like to say thank you to everybody that listened. And here in Quebec is a beautiful, strong sunshine today, so I just want to send those rays to everybody listening today. So thank you again.
We receive them here in the Northwest, where it's not quite as sunny.
Well, so, pushing the sunshine over there.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again, and we will talk real soon.
Enjoy your day. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Adios.
If you like what you heard, share the link with friends. And
ciao for now.